From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has hailed the significant progress the world has made on nuclear security. Addressing more than 50 world leaders gathered at the Nuclear Security Summit here in Washington, Mr. Obama said more than a dozen nations have disposed of their entire supplies of highly enriched uranium and plutonium, the radioactive elements necessary to build nuclear bombs. The president told a smaller gathering of nations most closely involved, that is, in last year's nuclear agreement with Iran, that the deal achieved a substantial success.
After nearly 2 years of intensive negotiations, backed by strong sanctions, the countries represented in this room achieved what decades of animosity and rhetoric did not, a long-term deal that closes off every possible path to building a nuclear weapon and subjects Iran to the most comprehensive nuclear inspections ever negotiated.
This year's Nuclear Security Summit has come at a time of heightened concern about the possibility that the Islamic State group could acquire nuclear materials to build dirty bombs. North Korea's nuclear program has also been closely studied. A U.S. military spokesman says that he wants Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi to know the U.S. and its allies are hunting him. Colonel Steve Warren said from Baghdad Friday the Islamic State leader will meet the same fate as other terrorist leaders.
We're going to find Baghdadi, and he will taste justice. I don't know if that justice will look like a Hellfire missile or if it'll look like a dark prison cell somewhere, but he will find justice one day.
Warren said he was not sure people in Palmyra, Syria, recently recaptured from the Islamic State, are any better off. This